So the USAP application is out. We have been sending it to all A-level schools in the country. It's also up online on www.usapglobal.org. And the applications are due on April 7th. They can be turned in Bulawayo, Gredu, Mutare, or Harare at any of the Education USA offices.
This time, how many students do you think are going to make it in terms of applying for these scholarships?
We are waiting on decisions right now. Decisions mostly come out next week. We already have 6 kids who've been accepted and fully funded, but we're waiting for most of the decisions to come out in the next 2 weeks for those going this year. For the applications we're putting out now, they are for upper 6 students in 2015, and we're looking for 35 top kids from all over the country, from all provinces.
So what criteria do you use in choosing students that end up making it to the United States?
USAP has 4 criteria. We're looking for academic excellence. We are looking for leadership potential. We are looking for demonstrated ethos of giving back to community. We're looking for economic disadvantage.
How can people access the applications?
The applications can be found from your secondary school. You can also get them at the Education USA offices, and you can download them online from usapglobal.org.
Now, we have places that are actually remote in Zimbabwe. So how best can students in those rural areas make it?
We're doing our best to reach the rural areas. We are using NGOs such as CAMFED and Save the Children to send out applications to the rural schools as well as the district education offices. But if any student hears this broadcast and they can talk to either an education office, to the headmaster, or to getting themselves to Bulawayo or to Gredu or to Mutare or to Harare, they can get their own application.
What are the main advantages of people getting U.S. education?
I feel it's a very broad education, and it will expose you to the latest technology, different ways of looking at the world, and lots of skills and knowledge that is very applicable back here. We right now have kids from many rural areas and urban areas in the U.S. who've come back to Zimbabwe and are working very effectively because of the U.S. education they gain.
To date, how many students have actually benefited from this program?
We've worked with over 400 students since the inception of USAP, and that started in the year 2000.
So now, what can you say about the impact of the program?
I feel like the program has actually made a big impact in a lot of communities.